as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Good morning to Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Kim, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm okay. I think the wild and crazy guy over here, I don't know where he's at this morning. So.
I understand.
So, how are things going as far in your estimation where we are with, are we going backwards with COVID, staying about the same, or are we getting any better in your mind? Where are we at?
To be quite honest with you, I think our businesses in the downtown area have handled the situation very well. I think people are complying with the mask mandate and, you know, businesses, people going into the businesses are being very respectful of the business's wishes. So I think things are going well. We do have some growth that is taking place, and so looking forward to that. So, all in all, considering, you know, what's going on in our country right now, I think things are looking very promising for our downtown.
So yeah, you kind of led me right to where I wanted to go, is that our downtown businesses, I take it, are doing fairly well with this situation then?
I think they're doing well. They're learning how to use social media and reach out to their customers. I think that they're utilizing that tool very well. And thank goodness we have a community that supports them. They're also, what we have noticed, you know, just trying to keep a finger on the pulse, is they're bringing in quite a few people from out of town, and the social media has been the biggest driver of that, I believe.
As we get to the holiday season, I hate to say that so early in August, but I will bring it up. Because that just gets cold weather, and I don't want it yet. I don't think you want it either. So, but anyway, that helps them get to where they need to and help bring people back, especially around the holiday season, which is what they kind of would like to see, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Next week starts their fall gathering, which normally is a weekend event where all of our retailers work together to promote and do some fall specials. But I believe that a lot of them are starting that on Monday, and then it'll go through Sunday of next week. So, you know, watching them pull together and work together as, as an organization, basically, has been very gratifying, to see that happen. You know, we have such a great retail community and service community in Clinton County that, learning that we're better together than, individually, we're stronger, has been a great tool for us through this COVID crisis. So,
from what I can see and from what I've heard, Thursday Thunder has been pretty good for you guys this year, hasn't it?
It has been. Unfortunately, due to lots of different circumstances, Frankfort Main Street has not been able to be too involved, but we have had, according to what Jason has told me, between 50 and 70 cars, it seems like, each week. And, the crowd is coming down. Not too many, but, enough to make it very successful. And we're excited about that and thankful that the community is still supporting that.
Shannon, I talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, but I want to get this from you as well. What is left for downtown events this year? I know you got to be careful with your crowd gatherings, but how many of them are still on, and what's the next one going to be for you guys?
We have canceled some fall events that were coming up. We know that Oktoberfest is not going to happen, simply because, one, we were planning to have it at Prairie Creek Park, and even though I'm sure the park is going to be finished by then, there are just several reasons why that's not going to work for us. So, one, it takes more time to plan it than what we have left to do. And then also looking at the, further into the fall and the winter, it just depends on what the silly COVID situation is and what the mandates are going to be. But we're looking at Santa Claus and Christmas. So that's kind of where our focus is at the moment. You know, what can we do and do it safely so that the community feels safe.
I love the way you said silly coronavirus. I love that. Maybe we should rename it. Maybe we should rename it that.
Well, you know, I do believe that there is a problem, and you know, do I believe it's a little blown out of proportion, possibly? But you know, it is definitely the fact is we as communities and organizations have to understand that regardless of how we feel about it, it has affected all of us drastically. You know, in the very beginning when, you know, I'm in the festival world as well, and when you start seeing festivals that have been around for close to 50 years, making the decision to close, you know that it's going to affect lots of people economically.
Right.
And unfortunately, it has hit our community pretty hard. You know, people don't realize how much economic development happens from even a small event like Oktoberfest. But, you know, events like the Hot Dog Festival, the Clinton County Fair, you know, those small community festivals, a lot of times that is the funds that we raise from Hot Dog Festivals keep us going throughout the year. And so, you know, it has affected every single one of us. So we as a community have to figure out how do we keep moving forward and doing what we were born to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're working on right now.
You know, it's just like, you know, with Park County having canceling the Covered Bridge Festival. That's something that's been going on forever and forever. And that's also, and they're probably a little bit different situation economically than what we are. So.
Well, when you consider, I mean, you're looking at close to 800,000 people that come into that every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, every community in Park County is affected by that. So.
Right.
You know, the front yard, you know, even individual residents, you know, that is quite a bit of income for them every year. And so when you stop and look at, okay, it doesn't just affect the town or the county, it affects every single business and individual in that county. So,
that's right.
You know, and surrounding counties as well. So
okay.
It's a big deal.
Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Well, just the sun is shining beautifully today. It doesn't look like it's going to be too hot. I'm just saying get out there and enjoy the day.
That's what we did yesterday. Tried to a little bit, so.
Yep.
Okay. Kim,
Thank you. Take
good care.
Thank you. You as well.
All right.
All right. That's part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. This gives me some hope, Ken. There's Indiana's black lawmakers are saying no to the latest call to defund the police. I'm so glad they're pushing back on this. There's a group called Indy 10 Black Lives Matter activists met yesterday to say Indianapolis needs to spend its money elsewhere. The group's leaders say police officers do not make them feel safe. Indiana Black Legislative Caucus leader State Representative Robin Shackelford yesterday said getting rid of the police is not going to happen. Said lawmakers support realigning or reforming the police department. Shackelford said black lawmakers in Indiana want to have police officers in their communities. So at least someone is pushing back.
You know, and realistically, I think that's one of the smartest comments I've heard, period, from anybody dealing with that situation.
Me too.
I mean, you know, because you can go ahead and defund the police all you want. The problem is you wind up with more of a bigger problem and a more of a lawless community slash area. And like we were just talking with Kim, economic development is going to go bye-bye. People will not come here and you become a ghost town just for all your vagrants and all those things that happened. Happen to want to live here.
When I first heard defund the police, I thought, what?
Yeah.
You know, why are we even talking about this?
Well, we're talking about it because four stupid idiots in Minneapolis decided to take the law in their own hands. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it out there where it is.
Yeah, but you can't defund every police department because of those four stupid idiots.
I know, but that's why it started.
Yeah, I know, but we have to keep it in some perspective, you know. So on a lighter note, Ken, the Girl Scouts are adding a new French toast cookie flavor.
Can we go from the Minneapolis police to the Girl Scouts?
I had to change it to something else. So this is French toast cookies. French toast. It's like French toast.
I don't like French toast.
I like it. couple times a year. I'm not a big, big fan. I just have to put way too much sugar on it to make it right. It's shaped like toast and has a layer of frosting said to taste like maple syrup. The cookie is called Toast Yays and will be available in January when the Girl Scout cookie season starts. So there you go.
That's just like Brock's. You know, I'm surprised we didn't mention it yesterday because Brock's candy is coming out with the Thanksgiving flavored candy corn.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. I thought that was a joke too.
And it's not a joke.
No.
And I don't think I want to taste it either.
No, you know, I would try anything once. And I do like candy corn. Do you like candy corn?
Yeah, except it was way too sweet.
It is a little too sweet. Yeah. Shell hates candy corn and makes fun of me for eating it this time of year.
But here's the thing. I mean, can you imagine green beans flavored candy corn?
No. No, I can't.
And carrot, and, you know, buttery carrots or golden buttery carrots, whatever the heck they call it.
Yeah, there's some things that just don't need to go together.
And I'm sorry, turkey does not.
Because I love green beans and turkey and all that.
I love all that separately. I don't want it in with my candy.
No.
No, I don't.
I think what really throws it off is it's the texture, you know, because we all know what candy corn feels like in your mouth, and we know what it tastes like, so we don't want that texture tasting like green beans. It would just be way too weird. So
some people like to have zucchini mixed in with their Thanksgiving too occasionally, you know.
Yeah, now fried zucchini I'm okay with that, but you know, or some zucchini bread. But yeah, don't get too weird with it.
Yeah, I don't weigh that kind of stuff in my candy.
Yeah, certain things just weren't meant to go together.
No, you're right.
For sure.
That's right.
All right, we're going to get a hold of Amanda Whitlock, the superintendent for the Clinton Prairie School Corporation. We'll be talking with her coming up next on Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice. At radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community-minded. Just like you.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.